Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I want to welcome the legislators, the staff, the news media, our guests to the Senate today. We should all be honored for the opportunity we have to be part of leading the great state of Iowa. I'd also like to, in particular, welcome back Senator Tseng. It's good to have you here, Senator. I think your new clerk has the toughest job in the room. The focus of the 2015 session must be Iowa's middle class. While some Iowans have benefited during the recovery from the Great Recession, Iowa's middle class has been largely left out. Stagnating wages, higher student debt, slow job growth, thousands of workers who need 21st century skills. So many Iowa families are struggling financially that it hurts Iowa's economy. There are fewer dollars in circulation in our communities, and the businesses in our small towns have fewer customers. What Iowa needs is a larger middle class, more Iowans with access to great schools, good jobs, affordable childcare, health care, and housing, and the ability to retire with dignity. Given that, the most important question facing Iowa legislators is how will we keep Iowa's middle class growing? Here's a good start. Local school funding on time that will continue improvements in student achievement and teacher quality. Freezing tuition for in-state students at our universities for a third year in a row. Making sure Iowa workers are paid what they are owed. Boosting opportunities for worker training at community colleges in the state of Iowa. Giving Iowa companies first crack at state contracts. Continuing to balance the state budget. My hope for the 2015 session of the Iowa legislature is that members of the Iowa House and Senate, Republicans and Democrats, will focus on what's best for Iowa's middle class and for Iowans struggling to join the middle class. I want to thank Governor Branstad for his commitment to start following the law on school funding. Last week, the governor told reporters that in his speech tomorrow, he will, in contrast to previous years, offer proposals to fund Iowa's local schools for this year and the next year. That is a welcome change of course. Governor Branstad and House Republicans have repeatedly refused to follow Iowa's law requiring school funding to be decided first before the rest of the state budget. As a result, we are currently almost a year late in setting the 2015-16 school year budget, and Iowa has fallen to 37th in the nation in per pupil spending. Thank goodness Iowa student achievement still ranks far higher than that. We can thank Iowa students, parents, and educators for that. In the long run, you get what you pay for. And we aren't paying for world-class schools. So it was great to hear that Governor Branstad is adopting a new approach to education. His next words, however, were a disappointment. Governor Branstad predicted Democrats would be disappointed. That's wrong. That comment shows exactly why school funding has become a mess here in Iowa. Let me spell it out. Education funding is not and should never be primarily about partisan politics. Never. That hasn't been Iowa's history. And if education does become a partisan issue in Iowa, it will spell disaster for our state's future. Governor, the people you should be most concerned about disappointing aren't the Democrats. It's Iowa's parents, teachers, school administrators, school boards, and community leaders. Governor, you need to focus on the Iowa families for whom The doors to the local schools are the doorways to a better life for their children. Governor, don't disappoint Iowa communities who depend on great local schools to help attract new businesses and new residents. Governor, don't disappoint everyone in this state who wants Iowa to fully recover from the Great Recession so we become the prosperous state we once were. I've often said that successful legislative work is about finding common ground. If we don't find common ground between the Senate, the House, and the governor, Iowa won't move forward. Finding common ground often isn't easy. By definition, you don't get things your way. Here's what keeps me going. Here's what prevents me from giving up when it looks like common ground is impossible to find. Our state's at a critical point in our history. Iowans are struggling financially. They're worried about their future, and they are depending on us. Let's all agree the election is over, and it is too early to start the next campaign. It's time to focus on things we can agree on. If we put the needs of Iowa citizens ahead of narrow partisan politics, we will find that common ground, and this session will make a positive contribution to the state we all love. Thank you, Madam President.